Wikipedia.
Today is Sunday, September 1st, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Gothic Boxwood Miniature. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, where we sift through the vast sea of knowledge and bring fascinating stories right to your ears. Today, we're diving into the intricate world of Gothic boxwood miniatures, an art form that captivated the imaginations of both artisans and collectors alike during the late Middle Ages. Now, before we unravel the history and significance of Gothic boxwood miniatures, let's take a moment to imagine what these exquisite objects really are. Picture this. Tiny figures, skillfully carved from boxwood, representing biblical scenes, saints, and significant events from the medieval period. These miniature masterpieces are not just mere collectibles. They are rich in history, craftsmanship, and the cultural narratives of a time long gone. So what is this material, boxwood, that fuels such intricate artistry? Boxwood, a dense and fine-grained timber, has been prized throughout history for its durability and ability to hold fine detail. Its rich yellow-brown color lends itself beautifully to carving, which makes it the material of choice for skilled artisans in the Gothic period. Think about it. Imagine holding a piece of history in your hands, something crafted with care, exceptionally delicate, yet enduring. Gothic boxwood miniatures were especially prominent in the 15th and 16th centuries in Europe, particularly within the context of religious devotion. They were often used for private prayer and personal meditation, tangible expressions of faith. Now, picture wealthy patrons commissioning artisans to create these miniatures that were often housed in ornate boxes or reliquaries. This brings us to a fascinating aspect of these miniatures. Their purpose wasn't just aesthetic. They served as conduits for spiritual reflection. Have you ever stopped to think about how art intersects with faith in such intimate ways? It's remarkable to consider how these miniatures may have shaped personal devotion. For individuals, they became focal points for prayer, encapsulating stories of saints or biblical tales. Wouldn't it be incredible to hold a miniature that once inspired someone centuries ago as they sought solace or guidance? Contrary to what you may think, Gothic boxwood miniatures were not just for private consumption. Some were produced for export, demonstrating the artistry's influence beyond local boundaries. Think about that for a moment. The idea that a small carved piece could travel across nations, spreading not just artistic style, but also spiritual significance, connecting diverse cultures. Now let's delve deeper into the craftsmanship involved in creating these remarkable pieces. The artisans who carved the miniatures were often highly skilled and trained, employing techniques that required precision and an eye for detail. Many of these miniatures featured intricate carvings that depicted a myriad of figures, from the Virgin Mary to intricate versions of the Last Supper. One fascinating aspect to consider, these miniatures were often created as part of larger altarpieces. Can you imagine walking into a cathedral, being enveloped by the atmosphere, and standing before a grand altarpiece? Many of these gargantuan creations featured Gothic boxwood miniatures as vital components, making them even more significant. The dynamic between the larger structure and the finely detailed pieces presented an engaging visual experience for the viewer, drawing them deeper into the story. As we discuss these miniatures, let's think about the continuity of this craft in today's world. What parallels can we draw between Gothic boxwood miniatures and contemporary artistic practices? Is there a similar preoccupation with detail in modern art? The obsession with craftsmanship and the time dedicated to creating smaller pieces can be observed even today in various art forms. For example, if you've ever admired a hand-carved wooden figure or been mesmerized by intricate jewelry design, you are witnessing the legacy of that commitment to detail embodied in Gothic boxwood artistry. Interestingly, the fascination with Gothic boxwood miniatures did not end with the decline of their peak during the Renaissance. Today, art collectors and historians maintain a robust interest in these pieces, either through museum exhibitions or private collections. The ability to appreciate the meticulousness that goes into such works continues to entice both individuals and institutions alike. I invite you to consider the implications of this ongoing fascination. What does our interest in the craftsmanship of the past say about us in the present? Why are we drawn to these beautifully carved relics of a time and culture so different from our own? Perhaps it's a desire to connect with a world that valued patience, skill, and artistic expression, a stark contrast to the fast-paced environment we live in today. As we draw this episode to a close, I encourage you to dig deeper into the world of Gothic boxwood miniatures, explore the numerous existing collections, and witness the beauty and craftsmanship for yourself. Reflect on how these pieces have transcended time, continuing to enchant those who encounter them. Thank you for joining today's episode of Wikipodia. Remember, history lives not only in textbooks, but also in tiny, handcrafted pieces that tell the story of humanity's journey through faith, art, and culture. Until next time, keep exploring, stay curious, and always ask the next question.
That was the Wikipodia podcast for the article of the day, Gothic Boxwood Miniature. Thanks for listening. See you next time.